This is Audio Mo.
Hello, everyone. It's VR Podcasting with another Audio Mo for June the 18th, I think, 2022. And I have the delightful Claire with me.
Hello.
Hello. We'll be with you in a second. Just want to quickly thank Melissa Rowe for the jingle at the beginning there. I didn't know that was a thing and it was we were able to use it. So I'll be using that for the rest of Audio Mo and giving Melissa the credit there for that jingle. Thank you. It's very good. So the song that I'm playing, the 12-inch version of, will be coming apparent in terms of hopefully what I've chosen in a minute. We're talking about the public, the common people.
The common people. I know lots of common people.
I do too.
Yeah.
Oh.
What have you done?
Oh, no, it's okay. I think we're still on. I think I just locked my phone, but I've unlocked it and it's still recording, okay. So we're all right. We're talking about the public...
But we're talking about the public are a very wide and varied body of people.
Yeah.
And there are lots of different, they come in different shades of publicness, shall we say.
Yeah.
So you get nice public and you get not very nice public and you get just indifferent public. And because when you travel, you come across lots of people, when you use public transport and things... Regardless, and this has nothing to do with where you can see, although it can do, you come across, when you go onto public transport, you come across lots and lots of them. And I come across loads of people. And I'm an observer. I take note of the people around me. And very, very little escapes my notice. And I come across loads. And I encounter people with... And there are so many stories, so I could almost do an Audio Mo in my own right about this. But it kind of got me thinking last week, I went to see George Ezra.
Yeah.
At Prism Nightclub in Kingston. It was the gig. I don't go nightclubbing. I would just like to add at this point. But I went to see George Ezra, who was doing a pre-album launch. And very, very good he was, actually. On the way back, the trains were all delayed. And so on the way back, I got on a train. And I was on the phone and I said, oh, I'm on a train to Orpington and it gets on at this time and stuff. And this member of the public turned around to me and she said, I didn't mean to, don't mean to pry, but I don't think this train stops at Orpington. And I said, oh, no, I'm sure it does. And I had a quick look and she went, well, I was getting the 13 minutes past and I'm going to Marden. And I said, well, 13 was actually delayed. She went, oh, well, maybe I'm on the wrong train then. And it turns out she was. And not only was she on the wrong train... But the train she was going to get on didn't go to Marden either. And the train she ended up... because she said, oh, I'll get off at Sevenoaks and change. And when I had a look, there wasn't another train until 6 o'clock the next morning.
Oh, no.
So she was on the wrong train.
Oh, no.
And yeah. And I don't know actually whether she got... whether she found a train or not. I think she probably would have ended up staying in the Premier Inn. I think Marden's quite a hike from Sevenoaks, so I don't imagine it would be a taxi job.
I don't think it's
job.
Near either. No, I don't.
It's close to Ashford, I think, Marden.
Yeah,
Marden.
Yeah.
And then similarly, in a similar vein, I was at King's College Hospital on Friday and came out, and there was this bloke on the platform, and he was talking, I'll go as far as to say, actually, he wasn't a particularly nice person, not to me, but he didn't come across as somebody I would engage with on a general basis. But he had his wife with him in a wheelchair, and he was saying, oh, we've got to go to a funeral in Cambridge still. We're running late and we've got to go to a funeral in Cambridge. I don't really buy me. Cambridge is a bit of a hike from here. I said, where are you looking to go? He said, oh, Bromley. And I said, but you need to go to London Bridge to get to Cambridge. No, no, definitely Bromley. Oh, actually, it's Canterbury we're going to.
Oh, dear.
But unfortunately, it was interspersed with, well, if I don't get out, she never gets out because of all her health problems. And, you know, so it's the amusing part. And the rest of it was a bit kind of...
What? So I'll go, because you've got more than me at the moment, I think. But yeah. That's all right. Do you want to go for another one?
No, you crack on.
Okay, so mine was when I had Usher, my guide dog. I don't know which way to tell this, actually, but yeah, he was a black Labrador.
Black Labrador cross,
yeah, that's it. Well, I thought for a minute I was giving away the punchline, but I'm not. So it's black Labrador cross. And particularly, I think, well-spoken people used to come to me and say, oh, yes, he's absolutely lovely. Oh, lovely dog. What's his name? And I'd say, oh, he's called Usher. And they'd go, oh, is that because he's... And they'd start doing that, and I'd go, because he's beautiful? No, you know, is it because he's, you know, that, but, and they'd start again. I'd go, oh, because he's brilliant? No, he's, is he called Usher because, and then I'd say, what, because of the wedding singer? No, it isn't because of that. Oh, because he's, you know, and then they said, oh, do you know what, because he's black. I said, you are allowed to say that. And, oh, yes, oh, and then they'd tootle off, slightly relieved. That was one of my short ones. Over to you again.
And yeah, you'd think they would just say, is he called Usher because of the musician?
Well, you could say that.
Was he sponsored by the musician? Why would you
set yourself up for that failure if you're not sure what to say?
Or if you are sure what to say, but you can, I don't know, a bit dodge there.
That's fine. And then there was, I think the other day when I mean, just by travelling with all the delays and stuff, the amount of attention our dogs get, especially when they've got nice personalities and they catch people's eye, which they do a lot, or they're wagging their tails, which Claire's Dalton does furiously, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And actually, Pergo is doing that now, more he's settled down with me and stuff. But he literally, I mean, it was just, I was almost like a stand-up comedian, because, like, there was the crowded train, people sat on the floor, and they let me pass to sort of said, oh, you all right? I was going to the loo. In the vestibule, and not going to the vestibule, but the loo was at the vestibule anyway. And they were letting me pass and stuff. And then I came back and I said, oh, yeah, thanks for that. And I said, are you guys all right sitting on the floor there? And yeah, you know. And I said, would it help if you got to say hello to a nice guide dog? And they said, oh, he's hoping you'd ask that, and didn't want to interfere. And I thought that was lovely. You know, they didn't make no effort to, they didn't try to push any boundaries or anything, but they, when I asked, it was almost like a palpable sort of relief, and it really helped the journey for them, I think. And so Pergo was like wagging, so he was getting fussed from a girl. And then I said, I'm sorry, I said to her partner who's opposite her, I said, I'm really sorry. I said, but it looks like you've got backside of Pergo, and she's got his face, you know. And then I obviously turned him round, and it was all just good fun, and, you know, made one of those stories, I guess, that they'll tell when they go back home.
I mean, it's interesting because I don't want to bring down the tone, but when I was in hospital, lots of people gained from seeing Usher, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like in the waiting room and stuff.
Yeah, going back to Usher then. Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
I mean, I was in intensive care and there were people in there with, like, waiting for people who weren't likely to pull through and stuff like that. So the relatives' room, by all accounts, was quite an emotional place.
It was we will touch on it because it was a really interesting place. I mean, when we first went there, there was a point where we were getting upset about some things we were hearing at that point, so, you know, this is 2 years, no, 3 years
three
ago.
Years
no,
three ago.
Years ago. Then somebody, a cup of tea just appeared from somewhere, like, oh, do you want a cup of tea? Oh, I love, have a cup of tea. And then that very same person came in and their relative wasn't going to make it. You know, they were switching off. It was. There was a point where Usher would just seem to know, and he would go and he just basically, I said, do you want some Usher time? And she's like, yeah, and crying her eyes out.
When her husband died, in fact, he was in a motorbike accident. There's a lesson in that. Never, ever, ever, ever let your children have motorbikes.
Yeah.
One of the nurses on ICU said, if you ever want a motorbike, come and spend a week in ICU.
Well, he
was in a motorbike accident and he didn't survive. He was declared brain dead, basically, and they switched off the life support. And when he died, when she came over, she came out of the room where he was. I think he was in a separate room, wasn't he, her husband?
I'm going to say, yeah.
I think they were doing, like, function tests and
yeah,
things.
Yeah, yeah.
And when she came out, she came over to say goodbye to my mum, because they'd obviously, you know, shared a common bond, as it were. And then she bent down and said hello, bye-bye to Usher.
Yeah.
I had a little stroke of Usher.
Yeah. And like, when do you... I mean, this is going interestingly...
It's not quite going the way we were going to go.
It's all right. It's okay. And then I remember, I mean, basically, we just hugged her, you know, when she told us the news. And like your mum said, what else would you do?
There's nothing you can do,
and, isn't there? Because I said
he
to her that
was... in the papers,
was,
though, wasn't he? There was a big thing about him in the press, yeah.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, so it was on the news because it was a bike rally. But yeah, and so a moment just think about her and them, really. I mean, that was a huge loss. And the relatives' room was full of that kind of thing, you know. And there's one girl that was just, every time she was speaking to someone abroad, I think. And
she was Iranian.
Crying, constantly crying.
See, I know an awful lot about these people, even though I wasn't there. So
we were just told you, I expect. Go on then, let's have a couple of...
Do you want the lighthearted? Okay.
Yeah.
For people who don't know me... I speak Afrikaans fluently.
Oh, yeah.
It must have been about 6 years ago. I got on a... Now, it's interesting the amount of times I've heard Afrikaans spoken in London compared to other parts of the country.
Mm.
But I have. In fact, I remember once in Sainsbury's, a woman in front of me with a little girl, and the little girl was saying Afrikaans. Oh, that's a really nice doggy, and I'd... And I like doggies and you know, all that kind of stuff. But she was speaking Afrikaans and the woman was saying, we have to wait for the lady and then we have to ask the lady whether we can stroke him. And I came through the till and I said, in Afrikaans, of course you can stroke him. What's your name? And she went, oh, and the lady said yes. And she speaks Afrikaans as well.
Ah.
So that was kind of cool. And then...
you should tell us what, can I stroke
your dog? No, it's cool. Anyway, and then one day I got on a train.
Poll everyone.
What, poll everyone? Do they want me to hear me sing in Afrikaans? I mean, speaking Afrikaans.
Speaking or singing Afrikaans.
Yeah.
There you go. This will show whether you've been listening to our audio or not.
Oh, God.
Come on, keep going.
Anyway, yeah.
Subliminal.
Subliminal, yeah. But I've done some audio modes in my own right. Not Afrikaans ones, but just general. So look out for me. Shut up. I had... So I got onto this train at Charing Cross... And it was a slow train and a woman got on somewhere after London Bridge and I can't remember exactly where it was. But she was speaking Afrikaans and she was having a row with her husband. And it was the kind of row you would only have with somebody if you didn't realise that other people could understand every word you were saying. She was going on about what an awful person was, how bad he was in bed and all sorts of things. And I'm just like, it was cringeworthy, really, you know, if you overheard it.
Mm.
And I remember saying to my mum, there's a woman on the train today and she was speaking Afrikaans on the phone. And she said, did you tell her you could understand? I said, no, I couldn't do that. Because then I would have had to admit that I was listening to her conversation. And she got off, the row continued as she got off the train went on her merry way. But yeah.
Not good.
One more. Okay. Not my story to tell, but I'll tell it anyway. A friend of mine, who is sadly also now deceased, but her dad, and she was obviously Afrikaans, but they lived in the UK, her dad got into a lift one day, and there was a group of lads in there, and they also were speaking Afrikaans, and they were talking about some girl they'd ogled down in the bar, and they were saying, oh, you know, she looks like this, and she's nice, and what they'd like to do to her, and all this kind of thing.
Mm.
And then when the dad got out the lift, he turned round to them and said in Afrikaans, enjoy the rest of your evening, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, we've got loads more of these, haven't we?
We do, yeah.
I suspect...
If I left my phone on record, I could probably send you some of them by audio in time.
And we'll keep... Yeah, well, you can if you want. We'll keep them up for audio mo... not audio mo, for audio 365, which we're looking at trying to do that, aren't we? One way or the other.
Yeah.
So if we don't do them during the rest of Audio Mo, we will do them. We've got a whole year then, haven't we?
So, we do.
You know. But
God help you all.
Yeah. But thank you for all your support, patronage, whatever you want to call it. We hope to hear from more of you, and it's good to hear other people's Audio Mos. We'll speak to you tomorrow. We've got another audio mode to do to catch up, haven't we?
We do.
Yep. All right, Em.
Bye.
Bye.